it's going to highlight a lot of programming, a lot of the shows that have happened on the air over the years, and also give people an opportunity to interact with old artifacts that have come out of the station over the years, as well as interact with some of the media. So,
and tell me a little bit about some of those artifacts. I'm curious there, what you have from KGNU.
Yeah, so there's a whole lot of different things. We have a bunch of posters from over the years that have been created for, you know, custom artwork for various musical performances and things like that. And then there's a whole lot of equipment that's kind of fun to see, that a lot of people don't see that side of the radio. They hear it in their car or at home. And so we're going to bring in broadcast equipment. There's going to be an antenna that used to be used to broadcast for the station, mixing boards and things like that. You'll get to see, you know, the evolution of the media as well as the evolution of the station.
So if you're interested in radio in general, if that's something you're curious at all about, then this exhibit is for you. Not just about KGNU, it's a radio exhibit in some capacity also.
For sure.
And then I know that this is also an interactive exhibit in ways as well. Can you describe how it is interactive?
There's several different interactions that people will have the opportunity to experience. The first one is listening stations, where each of the stations have curated playlists from different radio shows, from news programming, from music shows, and people can select their station and kind of go through those content. And then the second part is an interactive interview station, and that's going to be really fun. We have interviews from Amy Goodman, David Barsamian, John Lendorf, Nick Forster, and Maeve Conran, who's the news director here at KGNU. And I think that's going to be a really fun experience for people to get to have this virtual conversation. They're going to have pre-recorded questions, and then people will get to sit down and ponder that and respond. And then once that's captured, it's not just about that experience. It's actually going to be recorded and then aired back in a different space in the museum, where there's going to be kind of an ongoing radio playlist that's being generated from these interviews.
I want to toss things over to you, Megan. As director of community engagement at the Museum of Boulder, what was it about this exhibit and about KGNU that made this something that you wanted to feature?
So Roz Brown had reached out to us, a longtime anchor and volunteer here at KGNU, and let us know that KGNU was coming up on this 40-year anniversary almost a year ago. And I was new in my position, and I said, oh, wow, what an opportunity to be able to highlight this really unique radio station we have here in Boulder that has covered things over the last 40 years that have both been unique to this area and also like mirrored global trends. And to be able to highlight a radio station that's volunteer powered, I think is so cool. I think we're all used to corporate radio, and KGNU really offers folks in Boulder and the Front Range a different listening experience. So that as a new museum here in Boulder, we wanted to be able to tap into that long history. The interesting part, and in talking to Roz in that first conversation and then subsequent conversations, and just coming to the studio, one of the things we wanted to do with this exhibit was to have people experience what it's like to walk in the studio and to see what the KGNU offices look like. To me, it's always so cool to walk in that room that's filled with records and CDs and be like, this is like something out of my dream, right? And I could look through it for days and days. And so we're recreating little bits of that. And I think with the interactive pieces, especially that Jiffer's working on, giving people the opportunity to kind of, you know, sit in front of a microphone and put the headphones on and answer the questions and be in the hot seat, is something that most people don't get to experience. And yet at KGNU, it's really available to kind of anybody who's interested in learning and getting involved. We just are wrapping up a 2-month-long exhibit at the museum. It's a traveling exhibit called Da Vinci Machines, and it's really a sight and touch-oriented exhibit, so it's interactive in that way. And this KGNU exhibit, I think, brings those other senses into the museum, which is really cool.
So let's give some of the details for our listeners of when, where they can find this exhibit and where they can find out more information about the exhibit as well.
Sure. So the exhibit opens August 4th and runs through September 17th. And the museum is open daily, except we're closed on Tuesdays. So visitors who purchase admission will be able to visit the exhibit, put headphones on, answer all the questions, jump in. So more information about the exhibit is available on the museum website, which is museumofboulder.org, and also at kgnu.org.
There's also going to be a opening reception on Thursday. That's just going to be fun. There's going to be live music there, and it's going to be a party.
Well, thank you, Megan Moriarty, Director of Community Engagement at the Museum of Boulder, and Jiffer Harriman, Artist and Exhibit Coordinator. We appreciate your time. Thanks for putting this together for us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.